This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The community is rallying around students impacted by the shooting last week at Evergreen High School. While the school remains closed today, the town is holding a special gathering for students this afternoon featuring therapy animals and music. Among the support services now available to Evergreen students is the Rebels Project. One of its co-founders, Heather Martin, survived the Columbine shooting in 1999. She's now a high school teacher and says the most important thing people can do for survivors is listen without judgment.
Trauma is not a competition. It's not about who suffered more or who struggled more or who saw more. Everyone's story is individual and it matters.
The Rebels Project is a nationwide peer-to-peer support network for those who have survived mass trauma events like shootings or bombings. In Denver, the housing market is shifting slightly more toward favoring buyers. Unsold homes are piling up, giving buyers more options to choose from, according to a new report from the Colorado Association of Realtors. It's been more than a decade since buyers had so many choices, the report says. But prices have yet to fall significantly. The median home price in Denver was $575,000 in August, nearly the same as a year ago. A Colorado software company has secured a nearly $500 million federal grant. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
This is especially important for the military. The process for acquiring new technology, weapons systems, or software often drags on for so many years it's already outdated when the military starts using it. Tech7 is based in Monument. It will help the government streamline the process using AI and machine learning. Its first task, helping Space Force find the right software to track objects orbiting the Earth. According to a press release, the contract includes the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, and Commerce. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.